Saturday, May 8th, Saturday of the fifth week of Easter, Liturgy of the Hours, Morning Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. We'll begin with the invitatory antiphon, The Lord is risen, Alleluia. Psalm 95. Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the Rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the invitatory antiphon, the Lord is risen. Alleluia. And now the morning prayer hymn. Light's glittering morn bedecks the sky, heaven thunders forth its victor's cry, the glad earth shouts its triumph high, and groaning hell makes wild reply. While he, the king of glorious might, treads down death's strength in death's despite, and trampling hell by victor's right, brings forth his sleeping saints to light. Fast barred beneath the stone of late, in watch and ward where soldiers wait, now shining in triumphant state, he rises victor from death's gate. Hell's pains are loosed and tears are fled. Captivity is captive led. The angel crowned with light hath said, the Lord is risen from the dead. O Christ, the King who loves to bless, do you our hearts and souls possess. To you we lift our joyful praise, this day and for all endless days. And now the psalmody, beginning with the first antiphon. Lord, in your love, give me life. Alleluia. Psalm 119, verses 145 through 142. I call with all my heart, Lord, hear me. I will keep your statutes. I call upon you, save me, and I will do your will. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes watch through the night to ponder your promise. In your love, hear my voice, O Lord. Give me life by your decrees. Those who harm me unjustly draw near. They are far from your law. But you, O Lord, are close. Your commands are truth. Long have I known that your will is established forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer. Save us by the power of your hand, Father, for our enemies have ignored your words. May the fire of your word consume our sins, and its brightness illumine our hearts. And repeating the first antiphon, Lord, in your love, give me life. Alleluia. And the second antiphon, those who were victorious sang the hymn of Moses, the servant of God, and the hymn of the Lamb. Alleluia. Exodus chapter 15, verses 1 through 4a, 8 through 13, and 17 through 18. I will sing to the Lord, for he is gloriously triumphant. Horse and chariot he has cast into the sea. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and he has been my Savior. He is my God, I praise him. The God of my father, I extol him. The Lord is a warrior, Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and army he hurled into the sea. At a breath of your anger the waters piled up, the flowing waters stood like a mound. The flood waters congealed in the midst of the sea. The enemy boasted, I will pursue and overtake them. I will divide the spoils and have my fill of them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall despoil them. When your wind blew, the sea covered them. Like lead, they sank in the mighty waters. Who is like you among the gods, O Lord? Who is like to you, magnificent in holiness? O terrible in renown, worker of wonders, when you stretched out your right hand, the earth swallowed them. In your mercy you led the people you redeemed, in your strength you guided them to your holy dwelling. And you brought them in and planted them on the mountain of your inheritance, the place where you made your seat, O Lord, the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the second antiphon, those who were victorious sang the hymn of Moses, the servant of God, and the hymn of the Lamb, Alleluia. In the third antiphon, strong and steadfast is his love for us, Alleluia. Psalm 117. O praise the Lord, all you nations, acclaim him, all you peoples. Strong is his love for us, he is faithful forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, God our Father, may all nations and peoples praise you. May Jesus, who is called faithful and true, and who lives with you eternally, possess our hearts forever. And repeating the third antiphon, strong and steadfast is his love for us. Alleluia. And our reading for this Saturday morning is Romans chapter 14, verses 7 through 9. None of us lives as his own master, and none of us dies as his own master. While we live, we are responsible to the Lord, and when we die as his servants. Both in life and in death, we are the Lord's. That is why Christ died and came to life again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. And our responsory, the Lord is risen from the tomb, Alleluia, Alleluia. The Lord is risen from the tomb, Alleluia, Alleluia. He hung upon the cross for us, Alleluia, Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord is risen from the tomb, Alleluia, Alleluia. In the Gospel Canticle of Zechariah, the antiphon, Christ died and rose from the dead, that he might be the Lord of the living and the dead. Alleluia. And the Canticle of Zechariah is found in Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 79. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Zechariah, Christ died and rose from the dead, that he might be the Lord of the living and the dead. Alleluia. In our intercessions, Christ is the bread of life. He will raise up on the last day all who share the table of his word and his body. In our joy, let us pray, Lord, give us peace and joy. Son of God, you were raised from the dead to lead us into life. Bless and sanctify all the children of your people, of your Father. Let us pray, Lord, give us peace and joy. You give peace and joy to all who believe in you. Grant that we may walk as children of the light, rejoicing in your victory. Let us pray, Lord, give us peace and joy. Build up the faith of your pilgrim church on earth, that it may bear witness to your resurrection before the whole world. Let us pray, Lord, give us peace and joy. You suffered and so entered into the glory of the Father. Change the tears of the sorrowful into joy. Let us pray, Lord, give us peace and joy. And now, gathering our prayers and praises into one, let's say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer. Almighty and eternal God, who, through the regenerational power of baptism, have been pleased to confer on us heavenly life, grant, we pray, that those who you render capable of immortality by justifying them may, by your guidance, attain the fullness of glory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.